Farmers know every year they're going to encounter surprises, things out of their control, like drought or pests or federal trade policy.
People are freaking out about a trade war with China.
Soybeans futures plunging nearly 5% today, on track for their worst days.
U.S. farmers are left to wonder where their product will end up.
This year's tit-for-tat tariffs with China, combined with another near-record crop, threaten to undermine the soybean futures contract. What is that? A futures contract is an agreement made in advance to either provide a product or pay off the contract on a certain date. It's not something an individual farmer is likely to deal with, but the grain elevators that buy soybeans use futures contracts to manage sales and get good deals throughout the year. That lets them pay farmers a more consistent price, protecting them from big drops.
Futures markets originated in the agricultural industry.
This is Russ Benham, a commissioner with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. That's the federal agency that regulates the market.
And they are meant as a price discovery and risk management tool. And that might be a little bit complicated.
It's complicated because there are lots of details. We'll look at one at a time. First, prices. Benham says if there's a big price change during the growing season,
the futures contract will act as a sort of counterpoint to the actual physical planting.
Losses in the cash market, the price farmers get the day they deliver grain, are offset by gains on the futures side. That's a big simplification, but stick with me. This system works as long as the cash price gets pretty close to the price in the futures contract as the expiration date approaches. But University of Illinois agricultural economist Scott Irwin says conditions this summer and fall prevented what's called convergence.
Houston, we have a problem.
Economists could see this problem coming months ago. One called the soybean futures contract precarious. Here's Irwin again.
Think of it as trying to squeeze the air out of a balloon. If you squeeze it on one end, it's going to show up somewhere.
Without convergence, the futures contract fails. Risk is no longer managed. Farmers could lose a lot of money. Okay, here's another piece of the puzzle. It costs money for farmers or grain elevators to store a crop. That means the futures contract must also account for that expense. So a storage rate is written into the contract. Fred Simon works at the Chicago-based CME Group, which manages the soybean futures contract. He says almost a year ago they started considering changes to the storage rate because it seemed to be off from the real-life cost of storing soybeans. Then the trade war heated up.
I knew that we would see issues sooner than what we would have otherwise.
Parts of the Midwest are now practically out of storage space, increasing the cost even more. But this known and approaching problem couldn't be fixed with simple scribbles on paper and some signatures, because the futures market is closely regulated. The CME Group has proposed an increase in the storage rate and is waiting for a green light from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission.
I'm very confident that they'll approve our proposal.
The commission has till mid-December to decide. Still, the change won't go into effect for more than a year. By then, maybe the trade war will be over, or maybe U.S. farmers will grow fewer soybeans, or other countries will commit to buying more. Some observers say it's these market-based responses that will resolve the current problem with soybean futures, not changes to the contract. But Simon says the proposed changes are not meant as a quick fix.
We're changing to a rate that represents the true cost, and that will be a relevant new rate whether we have a trade war or not.
You've made it this far, so now why the futures market matters to you. Look around your kitchen. Many of the processed foods we eat contain soy, but your grocery bill isn't changing. Soybean prices can fluctuate almost daily, and yet the price of the food we buy doesn't change much. That's thanks in part to the futures market. I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.